From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 9th, 2018. This week, we're focusing on a new, potentially serious insect pest, the spotted lanternfly, a member of the insect order of true bugs. It's not an aquatic species, but its potential effects on many tree species, including maples, oaks, sycamores, and willows, could in turn have consequences for watersheds or water bodies near such trees. To learn about this emerging issue, I'm joined by Eric Day, who runs Virginia Tech's Insect ID Lab in Blacksburg. Eric, welcome to Virginia Water Radio.
Thank you, Alan. It's a real pleasure to be here today and speaking with you about this very important invasive insect.
What's the origin of the spotted lanternfly, and where is it being found in the United States?
The origin appears to be northern China, and initially it was found in southeast Pennsylvania in 2014. And we've been carefully watching it there because it is emerging as a pest of grapes and peaches and also of hops. And then now, starting in 2018, has been discovered in Virginia. So now we're starting to gear up our work and gear up fact sheets and other information to deal with this new pest here.
Why is the discovery of it such a concern?
There are several issues in the pest status. One is it's a pest of fruits, tree fruits, the grapes, peaches and hops I mentioned earlier, also in apples. It's also a huge nuisance pest, and it is in backyards causing a lot of issues because it produces a lot of what's called honeydew, which is this clear, sticky, sugary material, and then sooty mold grows on that too. So it is a big backyard issue. It also feeds on tree of heaven, which is also known as ailanthus, which is an invasive species as well. So it's coupled with another invasive. Unfortunately, it doesn't control ailanthus. It just hitches a ride in ailanthus and gets its way across the state in that manner.
What actions are federal or state scientists or officials taken in response to the discovery in the states?
Several things. The state is about to issue a quarantine, so there'll be quarantines in place where this infestation occurs. In addition, the federal government is going to be doing eradication, combined eradication of ailanthus and the spotted lanternfly. But what we've seen, unfortunately, in other states and other countries too, it's invaded in other countries as well. The spotted lanternfly is very hard to eradicate because it feeds on a wide range of trees and shrubs. That means it spreads out into the woods, and it's virtually impossible to eradicate. We can slow its spread, much like we've done for gypsy moth, but ultimately it's going to establish itself as a pest, yet another thing that farmers and backyard growers will have to deal with.
Well, how can listeners identify this insect?
This is a very easy insect to identify. The name pretty much tells it all. It looks like a tropical moth with spots on its wings. The immature stages are black with either white or red spots. So compared to pictures on the internet, you'll find it to be a very easy insect to identify. If you think you have it, report it. You can report it any number of sources, your local cooperative extension office, your county office. You can also report to the Department of Agriculture, either the federal or the state, or the Department of Forestry. All people are aware of this, and all people are looking for it.
All right, Eric Day of the Virginia Tech Insect ID Lab, thank you for visiting Virginia Water Radio to tell us about the spotted lanternfly. If you'd like to learn more about this or other insect pests, contact your local cooperative extension office. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.